Hello, hi. Can I speak to MJ?
Yes.
Hi, MJ. It's Clayton.
Hi, Clayton. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I just gave you a call just to give you just a bit more information. I'll take maybe a couple of minutes of your time. Is it a good
Sure.
time?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like I explained to you, we're actually in a different phase. We're still in our startup phase, so we haven't launched as of yet. So where we're at now is we want to do some testing. There's going to obviously be some bugs, within our application, and what we want from you is for you to give us feedback on, testing our application. So if you use the feature, if the feature isn't working properly, or if it's working too slow, or if you feel like we could improve it, you'd give us all the feedback, as much feedback as possible. And in exchange, we'll get you new clients. Our company, we have in-house programmers that will set up a web page for you. And that web page, we will promote that web page on your behalf. And what it'll do, it'll bring you new clients to your website. To the web page, and they'll be able to go on there and book your services, and also they can also go ahead and find out any details, specific details about the services that you offer. And it's pretty much just a template that you'll fill in as the time goes on, or you can allow us to fill in for you if there's specific information that you want your clients to know, your new clients. Then we'll put that all on the website for you. Now, at the moment, we will be within the next couple of days ready to give you some more visuals, some visuals of what our application will look like and what your web page can look like. And like I said, we do have other features like mapping, scheduling, also a CRM that will manage your current customers and help you keep track of everything. But the overall goal is for you to help us. Test our app in exchange for us getting you new clients.
I see. Okay, so what do you need from me exactly?
Oh, I don't need anything now. I was just calling to let you know that we're pretty much there and we'll be contacting
Oh,
you
you're
within the
almost.
next few days. Yeah, to start testing.
Okay, and so for testing, when you say testing, it's just looking over the app stuff, because currently my whole industry right now is pretty much shut down.
Yeah, I mean, you in every other industry. If you could, if
Yeah.
there's, because the I know you do makeup, so the film in the industry is pretty much shut down. Actually, my boss, his son works as a cinematographer, and they have their own production company, and they are nothing right now. Everything is shut
Yeah.
down. So I
Oh,
totally understand.
sorry.
But this would probably most likely be, just a regular person looking to get their makeup and, hair done. Most people aren't trying to go out at the moment, but they still, want to keep themselves up. So, it'll just be new clients. I mean, it's not going to obviously be any large accounts or any like production companies contacting you to do hair and makeup, but we'll still be able to provide you leads. And like I said, in exchange for you just using the features on the application and tell us, where we need improvement, or if, a feature's working slow, you will let us know. We just want you to use the app, between, that's about 30 minutes to an hour per day, just so we can get as much feedback as possible.
Okay. And then this is so just looking over the app or physically at,
No, physically using the application with new clients that are,
Oh, with
so just
the
say, yeah, with the new client. So a new client goes to your webpage. They
question.
want their makeup done this Friday at 2 o'clock. They'll go in there, they'll put in their request for the time. It sends you an alert. If that time fits your schedule, you'll be able to book that specific client, and after that, you can provide the service and also charge the client through our platform as well.
Okay, I see. Okay, yeah, that's what I was asking you because I'm actually I can't book until probably like May, only because I'm still nursing my infant.
Oh
It's
yeah,
a little
MJ, I
hard for
totally
me
forgot
to.
about that. Yeah, the
No, that's
baby. I
okay.
totally forgot about that. I'm so sorry.
No, you're totally fine.
Yeah.
That's what I was asking. I was like, oh, okay, you want me to look over the app or you want me to like actually book, because I can't book right now, but I can totally look at the app and see like what's going on and how it works,
Yeah, but
but yeah,
May
as far
isn't
as
that
I can
far
do
away. As
that.
a matter of fact, that probably is going to be better for you because we're going to have so much testing already done by the time May rolls around to where you're going to be testing an application that's probably a lot more functional.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but I'm definitely going to keep you in mind. I will get back to you. I'll check with you early May to see how you're feeling. And then, yeah, we'll go from there. But no worries. I don't know why and how I forgot, but I totally forgot about that. But I recall our last
party. Oh, no, you're
fine.
That's okay. You probably have a lot on your plate.
Yeah. I mean, you have no idea. In the last year and a half, I've probably made over 6,000 calls.
Oof.
Yeah. So I've spoken to thousands of people. So, but you know, the ones that we've spoken to for a while now. So I have decent memory, but I don't, you know, remember everything.
Oh no, you're fine. That's okay.
All right, cool. So like I said, I'll definitely be in touch. Take care, and I'll be in touch in the near future.
All right, sounds good.
Thank you so much for your time, MJ.
All right, thank you, Clayton. Talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Stay safe.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Likewise. Bye-bye.